Raven E. Drake, as she's formerly known. Formerly? No, I'm just confused. We're going to talk about community theater because, as I mentioned at the top, Raven, or Rave to her friends, is nearing legendary status in the... She's laughing. In the Ottawa local community theater arena, because she's been around a lot and she knows a lot, so she's no one who, I mean, the question is, who is better suited to speak to you, the listeners, about exactly why community theater is so important, where you can find it in Ottawa, and which one in Ottawa is the best, which community theater is the best. If you listened at the beginning, you'll probably know which one we're going to narrow it down to, but we're going to keep you in suspense until then. Raven, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Well, welcome to the show. Let's talk about community theater. Now, what is it?
Community theater is theater done by the community for the community. It's local. It's by anybody who wants to come in and participate.
So if you go to the National Arts Center, you're not seeing community theater?
No, those are professionals. Community theater is amateur. So it's anybody who does not have professional status. They don't have like an actor card or anything like that. It's just people who have regular day jobs who just like to act as a hobby.
Right. They go to rehearsal at night. They fit it in. Everyone fits it in. They in advance, and then suddenly they put on a great show, and no one knows the difference because community theater is...
It is, actually. Some of the level of community theater is at professional level. It's just without the professional prices because the actors aren't getting paid.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. How many community theaters are there in Ottawa? I mean, or which are some of the notable ones? Let's maybe start in the West End and then migrate downtown.
Sure. Because there actually are so many groups out there right now. It's the past few years found a real explosion, a groundswell of theater groups that just came out of nowhere. And, I mean, you've got... groups out in the south end of town, like in Greeley Players, places like that. It's just people who are getting together, groups of 20, 30 people who are forming. They're like, let's do theater, because you know what? We can't make it downtown, or we don't want to make it downtown, so let's do something out here. So there's boatloads of groups out there. In the West End, you've got Kanata Theater. You have, at Centerpoint, you're looking at Orpheus Musical Theater Society, so for those who like to sing, dance, and act and be triple threats, Orpheus is totally the way to go. They do three shows a year on the really big stage at Centerpoint Theater. Very accessible by OC Transpo.
I believe it's the 85, is it not?
It is the 85 or the 95.
Ooh, both.
Ooh, so
it's not just accessible, it's very accessible.
It's very accessible, yeah. It's actually the transit way is within staggering distance of the venue, so you're like right there. It's great. Savoy Society of Ottawa, they are another musical society, but they are specifically about Gilbert and Sullivan. And, oh, man, if you've never heard Gilbert and Sullivan because you think, oh, well, opera, I don't know about that. It's like, no, seriously, Gilbert and Sullivan is hilarious. Those guys are absolutely brilliant, and the voices are fantastic. I've had personal dealings with both Savoy and Orpheus, and from a volunteer point of view, just in terms of someone who goes around and moves stuff and helps them build sets, they are phenomenal people to work with as a volunteer. Just go, call them. They're great. Heading sort of in town, I think the next one we're really hitting is, you can say Tara Players. They're the ones that focus primarily on Irish theater. Actually, that's all they do is Irish theater. So if you have a name that starts with an O and an apostrophe, that's definitely the place you want to go to get your theater on, you know, because they got your bases covered there.
Also, if you're a leprechaun.
Yes, if you're a leprechaun, absolutely. Bring your pot of gold. Oh, ho, ta-da-da. Tara Players, they do three shows a year. Their main venue is the Bronson Center, and so they do the rehearsals of the Bronson Center. That's the one that's accessible by the 85. Ah,
uh-huh.
That's the one. Or the 2. It lets you off at Somerset, and then you just walk down 2 blocks. It's right there. And then you've got us in the downtown,
yes.
Ottawa Little Theater.
Yay! Ottawa Little Theater. this is where we're getting. This is where the conversation was leading, was to the Ottawa Little Theater at King Edward and Rideau.
400 King Edward Avenue.
Yeah, there it is. Let's talk about Ottawa Little Theater. You know what? Remember how a few minutes ago I said, we'll talk about which one is best. Obviously, Ottawa Little Theater is.
It is.
So let's talk about why.
Because, because I love it? No.
That is a good answer.
That is a good answer.
Very passionate.
It's true. Yeah, I've been there, as you said earlier, a long time. I've been there 18 years now, and I started when I was... Oh, I'll give my age away. I started when I was 24. That's right. Yeah, I'm old. I started when I was 24, and I just met such a fantastic group of people there, and older people who are willing to teach me how to do anything that I want to do. I walked in there knowing how to do makeup, and they're like, okay, well, you know, here, why don't you be one of our makeup artists? So I did that for a few shows. I found a great social life down there, wonderful people to hang with and have fun with. And then you get hooked on a cycle where you're doing the next show and the next show and the next show. And I said, well, what else can I do here? And they said, well, what do you want? Well, can I do props? Yes. I don't know how to do props. We'll teach you. Really? Ah, so I'll do props. And then I started doing sound, lights, costumes. I actually worked up and I did stage manager for a couple of shows. So I've worked every position backstage because they're all open to anybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that something that people look for when they get involved in community theater, is this idea of it's a teaching theater?
Yeah.
And a learning theater?
Yeah, and that's more the direction that we're going. We have a new executive director, and she's making sure that the theater really goes into a teaching mode where it's like anybody who wants anything to do with theater in any capacity, either as an actor or a technical person or even just, you know what, I just want to have a social life, come on down and we'll teach you anything that you want to learn. So the theater will be expanding into more educational programs, more community outreach, and making more connections.
Right.
Yeah.
It's equal parts, I think, exciting for people. I'm sort of trying to get into the minds of the listeners because that sounds like a great opportunity, but it also sounds a little intimidating because you will be on stage, and Ottawa Little Theater has been around for a long time. It puts on some great shows, and it fills a lot of seats.
97 years, 462 seats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how do you get from an absolute novice to like an actor or someone who's doing makeup? Or, I mean, how long do you think it takes someone to really, learn their whichever craft they want to learn?
It really depends on the person. I mean, I found the mentoring system there to be fantastic, and that's why I've been there as long as I have, because the support from the others that are there is great. And remember, it's amateur, so no one's holding you to the standards, you know, of being an IATSE union member. No one's holding you to the standards of being, you know, Robert De Niro. It's community. So do what you can at the level that you can, and you'll get support and positive feedback and reinforcement to be the best you that you can be. But no one's going to make you into something that you can't or don't want to do.
Well, get excited then. Listen, you know, I mean, go down there and do it. It sounds like a very welcoming environment. You mentioned 97 years old.
Yeah.
Does it happen a lot that community theaters stick around so long?
No.
Because that's really old.
Yeah, it is. We're an anomaly. We and Orpheus, who celebrated their 100th anniversary last year, we're the two oldest community theaters in Canada.
That who knew?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the listeners know now.
They don't know.
What kinds of shows have gone on for the last 97 years? Has it stuck to the same mandate? And or I mean, what's the theater done for all this time?
Pretty much. The theater's mandate is popular plays for the people. And so we've covered a whole variety of things. I mean, we'll do something as simple as an Agatha Christie. We've also done Ibsen and Chekhov. Those are more part of our more recent past. We're trying to get now more into just fun for the sake of fun because of the economic times and hardships. People just want to be entertained. They don't necessarily want to be educated on the stage. You know, they don't want to be preached to. So we're looking at a lot of comedies and lighthearted fare. We do have some dramas, but again, there's usually nothing too terribly taxing about it.
You kind of go there and you can sit back and just enjoy the experience.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Live storytelling. You just kick back and watch it unfold.
Now, a lot of the listeners on this show, which has a vast listenership, are probably students. Why should students go to the OLT? I mean, a lot of them just came here for the first time. Mm-hmm. They probably don't know OLT exists yet, although it is just down the street from the university. What's the draw?
You can make a difference. You can actually become part of this community if you're from somewhere else, as a lot of students are. They're not necessarily from Ottawa, but they're coming to Ottawa U, and you want to connect to the community, come to the Ottawa Little Theatre. You can get your theatre on, you can get your community on, you can get a sense of connection, you can become part of our history. I mean, we're going towards our 100th, we will make our 100th, and we will keep going on past 100, and you can be part of that history. You get your name in the program, and those programs get mounted onto boards that go up on the walls, so you're literally a part of the theatre's history. And those go into the archives, so come on down, do a show, and live forever.
Inspirational message from Raven Drake. Great discussion about the Ottawa Little Theatre and about community theatre in general. This will not be the last time we talk about either that theatre or community theatre in more general terms. Raven, I want to thank you for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you.